Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about why you don't need and really shouldn't use a real estate agent to buy or sell your primary residence or your house. Jill, I love this topic. I'm really glad we're actually talking about it on the air. But before we do, let's take a question like we always do from a caller.
Okay. Frank from Texas called in and left us this question. A lot of my buyers are concerned about available water on the land I'm selling. What do I tell them if I don't know the answers?
So water's a big topic. You mind if I just
jump in here?
Water's a big topic for everybody, especially out west here. But I think everywhere water's a big topic. So now more than ever, here's the good news. There's a tremendous number of alternative ways to capture water or reclaim water or, you know, even distill it. You can distill salt water at a pretty good yield, actually, if you just spend a few minutes on the internet and figure out what's involved in the whole thing. So there's rainwater reclamation and, you know, I think what this person actually is saying, what Frank is asking is how deep is the water table? And can I drill a well and how much does it cost? And I think that's what people, when they ask this question about water, is how deep's the water table? Because if you drill far enough just about anywhere, you're going to get water. But a lot of times in certain places, especially with the type of soil and things, the deeper it gets, you know, it becomes cost prohibitive.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I agree. A well's not cheap.
Right.
So you know, what's interesting, one of the ones that I love, my favorite, is the people that just truck it in.
Yeah.
People that have their own resources there. They've invested not a lot of money. I mean, not even $1,000.
That's right.
In units to store water. And they're, maybe it's like their weekend getaway or something. They're not living on it full time.
That's right, Jill.
And they truck it in themselves and just fill up their thing. Other people have it delivered. You can have it delivered once a month.
The whole world does this. We're the only ones who just turn the water on in the sink.
Right.
And run it for whatever, and it costs 13 cents.
Isn't that funny? And we make a big deal about it when it really doesn't have to be a big deal.
Jill and I go down to Mexico all the time.
Yeah.
And they have water systems that involve storage tanks on their roofs everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere. Every single home.
Right.
Every home has their own thing.
It's a normal course of everything. So,
yeah, it's not
because they
deal.
They don't have a reliable source of water like we do.
Mm-hmm.
When I think about that sometimes, I'm like, I really start to think about, especially when we go away somewhere and it's like that, I'm like, mm-hmm. You know, we're nuts in this country for just, you know, we just take it for granted that water comes out of that tap.
Right. Where's the faucet? You know, like, everybody.
Have you ever turned on a tap and had nothing come out? Ever?
Right.
I never have.
No, you're right. And in other countries, that's a common thing.
Right.
That's very true. I remember one time I was in Spain. Not Spain. Side note.
Let's hear a travel story from
Jill.
Story,
we should
have like a sound effect. Goes,
here we go.
Ding.
No, speaking of water.
Like the jet airliner or something.
Speaking of water. No, it's my funny little, I was traveling with my girlfriend. We went to Ios in Greece, which Ios, we were in our 20s and we picked this island because we were told that we did some research. It was the party island in Greece. So we said, well, we're going to Ios. So we did. Took us 3 days to get there, spent 3 days and took it and then 3 days back. But I will never forget that was one of my first experiences with the water thing. And there was no big deal. You just dealt with it. Water was available, hot water, between 5 and 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. at night, every night, and that was it.
Yep.
So you had to plan if you wanted to take a shower or anything like that. It was between 5 and 6 o'clock every night. That's all you get on the whole island.
Right.
And that was, deal with it. And nobody complained.
No, of course not.
So yeah, I just was tying that into your thing. It's, we get hung up on this sometimes, and there's a lot of options.
Right.
And we're spoiled.
This is not how I thought this was going to go.
Sorry,
all, but
okay.
I'm glad we are spoiled. We should talk about stuff like this more often.
Yeah, thank you.
Everybody needs to take a whole big chill pill about
exactly.
A lot of stuff.
Gosh.
We're like the luckiest people ever, I think.
Mm-hmm. So what about this?
Topic. Oh, yeah, so it was about...
Go ahead. All right. We sound like the car talk guys. We're like interrupting each other. Sorry. No, I was wondering with this topic. Please say the topic and then I have a comment.
The topic is how to buy a house without a real estate agent.
Did we just lose a bunch of listeners?
Well, no. We have a lot of, we have a ton of members who are functioning real estate agents or retired real estate agents. No, I don't think we did at all. If there's a real estate agent out there who's listening to this and they're sitting there saying, oh no, the future of being a real estate agent is bright and shiny and great, then you have way bigger problems than the fact that you're burning a half hour listening to this show. Because let me tell you what happened to the dinosaurs. Fill in the blanks.
Yes. Okay. Well, here's my thing about how to buy a house without an agent. Some people don't think this is possible. They must not have heard the term FSBO.
Oh, for sale by owner?
Yeah.
I had to think about it.
Yeah, I love that. I knew that as a kid because you know what? That was my dad. My dad was really adamant about not using a realtor. That was
Jill and I, you know where I got
and
this title?
And my mom was a realtor for a while.
I got this title from Jill and I went to a bookstore because I haven't been to a bookstore in years because of Amazon and the whole thing. But there's like one huge bookstore left in Arizona, I think, or at least close to where we are.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of books with this title. So I said, we should do it. It's obviously, it hit somebody's radar to write the book. So we might as well do a show about it. So we are, you know, and what I learned by just flipping through these books really quickly is that there are a lot of people who believe that you have to buy a house with a real estate agent, like it's a law.
Right.
And that's just not the case at all.
It's not true.
And in fact, you don't have to get title insurance. You can do anything you want. You can deed it. You can sit down across the coffee table with the person that you're buying it from, write the deal on the back of a napkin. In fact, that's not even required. Generate a deed on your notebook computer and have that person sign the deed over to you while you hand them a sack full of cash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether or not that's legal, I don't know. I'll leave that up to you. And, you know, now you own the house. They hand you the keys. It's just like a car.
Right.
It's easier than buying a car, in my opinion.
It kind of is. So I'm with you.
Did you know that you don't even have to record the deed for it to be a valid sale?
I do know that. Once it's signed, it's legal. You only record it for public knowledge.
Right. So the title is, how do you buy a house without an agent? And what you do is you use the same data that we use to buy land and houses, by the way. And you send all the houses that you think are logical candidates that you'd like to buy, whether for your primary residence or if you're a wholesaler or a flipper. Use the data to do that. Send them an offer, just like we do with land. And somebody's going to call you back. Several people are going to call you back, in fact, if you do it properly. And you're going to buy the house.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the key. Here's the whole secret, the pro secret. Don't send letters to people who have mortgages on their houses.
Going to ask that.
That people who have mortgages on their houses or land or anything else are very limited in the price that they can negotiate. So what you want to do is you want to find somebody who's just had that conversation with his wife. You know, we should really move out of here. And then she says, oh my gosh, I really think we should too. And now I got to call a realtor and I got to clean the house and so on and on and on. And then they get your letter that day. And it says, oh, we'll buy your house. I know it's a little bit cheaper than maybe market value, but you're going to save all this time and money and real estate stuff. No one's got to walk through your house. Let me tell you, trust me on this. You're going to be shocked at how much response you get.
Mm-hmm.
People will choose a cheaper price over doing a bunch of stuff to prep their house to get ready for sale 9 times out of 10.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, you know, it's funny. That's on like HGTV, you know, the House Hunters shows and all that. Have you noticed those are their favorite ones because they get them at the best price? When you walk through and it's a disaster and it's like the family just, you know, I mean, it's just food everywhere and clothes everywhere and they haven't done renovations. There's holes in the walls. And it's funny because they always take the people through and they can't quite see the vision. And like the Property Brothers are all excited about it. And I get excited about those too because I'm like, yeah, that's great. You're going to get a better deal. And the people know it. They don't want to do the work. Like you just said, they'd rather just take the cash and go. That's fine. Everybody wins on that one.
Right.
I was going to add something. I just noticed in the last week or two, I don't watch a lot of TV. So this may have been going on for a while and I may have not been aware of it. but I just picked up on a couple of new commercials on network television advertising these companies where you want to sell your house, you type it into their website, mm-hmm. and they make you an offer.
Oh, it's We Buy Ugly Houses.
No, it's not even them. It's another one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of same. You think it's the same thing?
Yeah. Our friend named Joe, that's what he
does. Well, I know that, but.
It's the same thing.
Okay, it's the same. All right, well, it's a new company. I wasn't sure if they had a spin on it or not. I'll have to look into it.
No, so. I am working with an app developer to address this, what I think is an incredibly overlooked need.
Yeah.
To get a deal done fast.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, how do you buy a house? You send a bunch of letters out to houses that you've identified in a data set, like let's say based on geography or square footage, and then you make them an offer. You don't send a postcard out. That's not going to work. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now. You don't send a letter expressing your interest, like, hey, give me a call and let's talk about buying your house. If you want to waste 3 weeks of your life, send a letter out expressing your interest. If you want to buy a house pretty quick, really cheap, send them an offer.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Could you
it's
imagine?
It's not that hard to figure out the prices. You go out on Zillow, you go out on Trulia, check the MLS, look at completed sales. It's all over the place.
Just to get an idea of pricing?
Yeah. So what I would do or what we do is You take a look at the way that it works best for me is I pick a subdivision out here in Arizona and on the West in general. We have what's called master plans communities. You know, it used to be that a developer would buy a bunch of lots and build different houses, all custom houses on different ones. So wherever the city center is, where you are, if you go look at the old houses, the small ones, that's how that was got built. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the one in the suburbs. There's maybe four models, mm-hmm. you know, maybe one's a two story ones. So you can tell when you break it down per square foot, what they're selling for, mm-hmm. you knock 40,000-50,000 bucks off of that, send a bunch of letters out, make sure people with no mortgages, mm-hmm. get the letters and enjoy a response.
That brings up a good point that I don't think people realize the number of people out there that their homes are paid for is bigger than you think it is.
What is it?
I don't know.
I know what it is.
Do you know what it is?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
no,
to put you
I don't
on the
know
spot.
The exact percentage.
Knew.
No, but I just know that people, just because your home isn't paid off doesn't mean that everybody's in your situation. It's very interesting. What is the percentage?
According to last census data, it's 39%.
See.
And that's not just single family residences, that's purchasable places to live, townhouses, condos, all that.
Yep. There's a lot out there. Right. We're not the only ones.
Right. Oh, and land is like 99% or 98%. It's very difficult, for the record, to finance land. It's called unimproved property. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean a house on it. I just mean like sewers and any improvement at all.
Yep.
For whatever reason, traditional lenders do not lend against that, which is one of the reasons that, you know, the no mortgage thing I came up with a long time ago. And then what ended up happening is, well, wait a minute. There's no mortgages on all this land. So that's how I kind of tripped into that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've yet to send out a mailer. I'm going to knock on wood here. I've yet to send something out in any product type, including like hospitals, which mm-hmm. is what I used to be. I was an acquisition person for. Mm-hmm. And that's how I kind of honed my skills on contacting people who own these things.
Mm-hmm.
I've yet to send a mailer out or mm-hmm. a fax or what like we used to do and not have a deal come out of it.
Isn't it funny? That's just like all it does is further affirmed for me why you and I are here and why you and I are so good at what we do. You brought your
such
knowledge.
A good mood today.
Oh, thank you. But you brought some real valuable tested knowledge in past life, a past career and figured out a way to apply it to this. I have my own sales, customer service. Yeah. You know, working with a lot of people and systems and things that I got to bring to this environment that made it better also.
It makes it better, sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're good to the customers, Jill. I don't know how to deal with customers.
Thank you. Yeah.
No, I mentioned this in an earlier podcast, and somebody asked me recently, like, how do the pros do it? Let's just cut to the chase. And my first response was, I couldn't say it without bragging. Well, I am a pro.
This is how
and
it's done.
I used to buy commercial property this way, and it works every time. So, yeah, this is it. Mm-hmm. This is it, people.
This is it.
This is how you do this.
You want to know the secret? This is it. We're telling it. That's the whole thing, too. We are giving away all the answers. Now, it's up to you to decide to do something with it, by the way. You can do this. It's not rocket science.
Exactly.
There's a lot of steps. You just got to get through it. Be methodical.
It's like anything.
Don't give up and don't get hung up on a little detail.
Yeah. Make a commitment.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hey, if you have a question or want to be on the show, give us a call at 888-735-5045. And join Jill and I in another episode where we discuss your all-important success in real estate investment and in life. That was a good topic.
I agree.
I'm not pounding on real estate agents. I hope that was clear. Yeah. Do we beat up real estate agents too much?
No.
In our whole business model here?
No. If anything, I think...
What was that quote? Just before the show, you said, I read something on Bigger Pockets and... what was that quote? The guy said, I finally learned... Oh, I'm just going to paraphrase.
Yeah.
I finally learned as a real estate agent that you don't make money when you sell somebody's house. You make money when you buy your own.
Correct. Or when you buy it, not just buying your own, just buying it. You make
price.
Money.
You make when you buy it when you sell it. Yeah.
The stuff that you and I talk about all the time was an article. I'm like, doesn't everybody know this? You win when you buy it, not when you sell it.
Yeah.
That's it.
if that's the first time you've heard that, you make your money when you buy real estate, not when you sell it. If that's your first time hearing that, you are on your way.
Right.
And if it doesn't make sense to you, there's another podcast show for you.
We can help with that. No, but if anything, we love real estate agents. I mean, we have best friends that are real estate agents, and we help real estate agents, and they help us. You know, I can think of a couple guys right now that send me property regularly. This is such an interesting thing, too, that they don't want to do it. They're happy in their niche. They don't want it to change.
Will you please tell this story? Because this cracks me up. Tell a story from start to finish.
Yes.
I will never understand this thought process.
Awesome local real estate agent who here in town, he found me on Bigger Pockets and we started up a dialogue and having some communications and stuff. And next thing I know, he's sending property my way. He's like, hey, I got a guy here. This is the size. This is the APN. This is what he wants out of it. I'm like, you know, he wants to sell for this, you know, kind of thing, just sending me the deal. And I'm like,
he doesn't want to make any money on
it. I sent it back. I said, well, first of all, I wouldn't pay that. I'd pay this. And I said, and second of all, why are you doing this deal? You know, kind of thing. And he immediately replied back, hey, I'll check with him, but nah, not my thing.
Why?
I'm not kidding. And then he replied again and said, okay, the guy will sell you for why. And I'm like, my goodness, I'm still scratching my head.
Give us the numbers, Jill, because I remember the numbers on this. It's an acre and a half in southern Arizona.
Yeah.
The guy wants to sell it for $1,000.
Right. And I said, I'd spend more like $300.
Right.
No, he wanted to sell for like $1,200. That was it. The guy wanted to sell it for $1,200. And I said, you know, I'd pay more like $300 for this. And then I would mark it up to like $900 and like $999
right.
is what I would do. And I said, this is what I would do. Why aren't you doing this deal? And he said, you know what? I'll check with the seller, but I don't want to. It's not my thing. And I'm like, you're silly. So then then I got an email back the next day saying, hey, the buyer will sell it to you for $400. So anyway,
jeez.
It's interesting to me. I guess the point was, though, I have a great relationship. There's a lot of realtors out there that are really successful, very happy.
Oh, yeah.
They love their niche.
Absolutely.
They don't want to be in my niche. And that's great, you know, and I don't want to be in their niche. So it's perfect. So we have a great relationship. What's really funny is I'm like, you could be doing this on the side. And because we have a number of people of our members who are happy, successful realtors, but doing this on the side because it's not hard and it's not, they have it into a system where it's not real time consuming for them. So, and they know what they're doing. So they do this as well. So, and they're making even more money. You know, and sometimes, boy, I've never been a real estate agent. So my vision of the world is that it's you're on an upswing. Something you can't always guarantee. I don't know. It seems like there's a lot of ups and downs. In my world, I don't have those ups and downs.
Yeah.
So I feel so different. And I'm not dependent on other people too. It's my property. I'm the buyer. Yeah. I own it. I paid cash for it. I don't have to worry about it. As a realtor, I'm dependent on this person really meaning what they say that they can afford this house and not backing down. I'm dependent on a lot of people and I'm hoping it's going to appraise for this. It seems
there's
like
there's a lot
of
things that can go wrong.
Right. I don't have to deal with any of that. So I think of the two worlds. it's nice having this safe fallback
yeah.
of what we do that's slowly, consistently we own a ton paying of real all estate. The bills, you know? Yeah.
There's like three things better in life than owning a ton of real estate.
Right.
Most of them I can't talk about on the show.
That's why this is the after show, because no one really listens to this.
If you're still listening to this 20 minutes in, you need professional help.
No, you don't.
Not from us. My little sister's an extremely yeah. successful real estate agent.
Yeah.
And if I ask myself why, which I'm doing right now, why is she so successful? It's because she's in like a medium town. She's in Traverse City, Michigan, in a medium sized town, and everybody knows her and mm-hmm. they love her.
They do.
And, you know, and they, it's not so much that they chose her as a real estate agent for her skills or anything. I'm sure she's great at this.
I don't know.
They just like her.
They do.
And also, if I ask her if she wants to buy a 4-acre piece of property, and I have asked her,
mm-hmm.
and she has the exact same reaction as this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I ever buy 4-acre right. property for $600?
She has a bunch of rental homes, though.
Yeah, she does have rental mm-hmm. houses.
She's so great.
It's just a different mindset, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one way's not right and one way's not wrong. I just think controlling the deal as much as you can is better.
I like that. I like having the control.
Right. Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.